You are listening to Pelushi Performance Podcast, and here is your host, Ray Pelushi.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new episode. Thank you so much for finding your precious time and being here with me today. I'm Ray, and I'm your host, and let's go straight to today's topic. I'll start with a personal story. It was 2017, and I didn't have money to pay my college. So what happened? I go back home. I stay home for the summer and the semester. The very first time I couldn't pay my college, it was okay. I felt under pressure. I really didn't enjoy the fact that I wasn't playing tennis in college and I wasn't continuing my studies. And that was the moment that I really understood that my life was going to be in the United States, because at that time, I was still going back and forth to Albania, to my home country. Went through some pressure moments, went through some difficult moments, overcame it, found the money, came to the States. Beautiful. 1 year after, guess what happened? I still cannot pay my college. Even though I had a scholarship, the remaining amount of money that I had to pay was not a little, it was a lot. As an international student, it's difficult to find jobs and to pay the remaining balance. And I had to do it all myself, so it was difficult. Guess what happened? I had to go back home again. Now, the second time, it really destroyed me in the moment. I felt like, oh my God, I don't think I can handle this. I find myself in a lot of pressure. I find myself anxious, depressed at times, couldn't find meaning of my life, didn't know what to do, couldn't find the answers, etc., etc., etc. For a moment, in those times, on those moments, I felt like, why this is happening to me? Why, God? Why? I cannot find the reasons. One time it's okay, but two times? I had to stop college twice? But now, I do find that everything that has happened in the life, it hasn't happened to me. It has happened for me. When I look back right now, everything makes sense. And not that everything makes sense, but I know that right now, I am in the perfect place where I should be. In the past, I was exactly where I had it to be, even when I experienced the lowest. So today's topic, guys, I'm going to speak about obstacles. What obstacles mean, and how can we find meaning on those challenges that our life throws at us? We all have went through challenges, difficulties, or we're experiencing some right now, or we will go in the future no matter what. This is non-negotiable. Life is not fun. Life is not easy. Well, I guess it can be fun if you see obstacles as fun, but my point is that we are all going to go through challenges in our life. Now, my point of view, or what I want to share with you all, is to not see challenges or difficulties or things that happen to your life as something that is going to destroy you, but please see it as something that is making you up. How can this experience serve me to become the best version of myself? People would ask me, do you know about this person? Or can you tell me something about this guy, or what you think about this guy? My answer is always like, I don't know. I think I know him or her, but I don't. Why? Because I don't even know myself. I really don't know myself. I think I do. Or at least we all think we do. But we haven't tasted everything that life is going to throw us. I don't know how I'm going to handle when something terrible happens to my life, or I don't know what I'm going to handle the situation if I'm like in between two, you know, great things and I don't know what to choose. So my point of view is that we're always learning, we're always developing, we're always progressing and moving towards something. So obstacles are part of the way. We just have to learn how to use it on our favor. The funny thing is that if you are experiencing something bad, I want you to see it as good. Why do I say that? Well, the reason why I say that is because we cannot put ourselves in purpose in difficult situations. Well, I'm going to show you how we can. But first, what I'm talking about is that we don't choose traumatic events to happen in our life. We just don't. Well, and I hope you guys are not seeking for, you know, terrible things happening to your life. So if you are in a very, very challenging moment, I want you to see it as something that it can really serve you for good. Now, all those things have a different taste, different feeling, because what I'm saying right now, it can cover a lot of things. Now, last summer, I lost a brother. Was it easy for me to find something out of it? No, of course not. It was a traumatic event. It was something that it really affected me and my family and everything, you know, because I wasn't even close to him, like in this moment. Like I wasn't near him. I couldn't even say goodbye to him. So I cannot change that. And finding something valuable out of those experiences are very, very challenging. And I'm not saying you to find a reason or something good from that experience. What I want you is to get to know yourself. But how can you turn yourself into something better? Because if you keep crying and keep blaming and keep having this victim mentality, first of all, you're not helping yourself. And second, you're not helping anybody else. So in those moments, I'm not asking you to see that what good is happening, like, oh, something good is going to happen to me. No, I know it's going to be tough. But learn how to deal with those stuff. Learn how to overcome, because we're all going to face tragedy and bad things. So in those moments, I know that most of the time is going to cure everything. But how about we don't take so much time? We're going to grieve, we're going to cry, we're going to feel terrible for a week and we don't want to see people, and I know and I get it. But let's find the strength to overcome this. So this is the worst thing that I'm talking about. I'm talking about death of your close family member, which I don't think something is even worse than that. But let's talk about other things that are not as traumatic. Let's not stay long into this negative loop. Let's just take ourselves out of that and learn how to deal with it and tell ourselves that if we're experiencing something bad, like an injury, like we failed the class, like, I don't know, maybe you just hit your car to a tree because you didn't see the tree when you were going reverse, or whatever it is, something, obviously you got to pay for the car right now, you don't have the money, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're experiencing something bad on those moments, try to see the good on it. How can you learn from it? How can you deal with it? And more obstacles we face in our life, the better person we're becoming, especially if we're handling those situations at the best moment or the best way we can. Now, it's a challenge to put ourselves in tough situations. I get it. there is a part of our brain which is called anterior mid cingulate cortex, and it's in our front of our brain, is in the prefrontal cortex. And this part of our brain, and brain is our muscle, and this part is also a muscle, gets bigger when you put yourself in very difficult situations. And there's a lot of studies and a lot of research says that this is one of the beautiful studies or one of the most amazing studies that we're found out on humans. So this study shows us that the more things we do that challenge us, more challenge we can handle, more difficulties we can handle. What I'm asking for you guys right now, if you're not experiencing something bad, something that it's very challenging in your life, I know we all will, let's try to put ourselves every day in a difficult situation so then we can handle those difficult situations better when they show up. So we can create this zone within us that we're able to handle pressure. One thing that I found out to be very powerful to me is cold shower. This part of our brain obviously just works when you're feeling pressure and you don't like what you're doing. So let's say if you really don't like lifting and you go lift, this part of your brain is becoming bigger and you're stimulating this part of your of the muscle. Now, if you end up loving going to the gym and you still go to the gym, then this part of your brain, it's not really getting any benefits out of it. So what I found out is that cold shower is something that I love doing it, not because I enjoy the pleasure, because I know that every single day I take that cold shower, I put myself in a very tough situation. There is not a single day that I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I cannot wait to do my cold shower. No. But I love it deep inside afterwards because I know that my side of the brain or this part of the brain is getting bigger. And not only that, but I try to put myself daily in uncomfortable situations. Even if it's just to read a book, like you really, really don't want to read it. And you know you have that feeling inside of you that you don't want to read. But you go and you read for 5 to 10 minutes, even though you're really not finding the pleasure out of it. Great, because this part of your brain is becoming bigger. So we want to feel pressure. We want to go through challenges. Eggs get boiled in a very high temperature. Iron can be bent when it's on fire, when it's in a very high temperature. Diamonds are shaped under pressure. So the best things, or let's say those breakthroughs, those beautiful things, those moments that we push and we can make real and lasting changes, most of the time happens when we experience challenge, because it requires growth and we have no other option to do. So don't just put yourself, or let's say, don't just wait for challenging things to happen. Try to put yourself every day to things that are going to challenge you. There's one online coach that I'm following in that he made such a great point. He asked one of the guys he was coaching, he's like, how many sales are you making a month? The guy's like, I'm making 10 sales. He's like, are you happy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can you make more? He's like, for sure I can make more. He's like, what if I tell you that I'm going to kidnap your family? And the only solution for you to release your family is if you can make 40 sales a month. Can you do it? The guy's like, if my family's online, of course I'll do it. So then he's like, nice. Why do I have now to kidnap your family? You can just simply go do it. But it's challenging to go and do it if you're not putting yourself with your back against the wall. I know that. So my point of today's video is to constantly challenge ourselves. See obstacles as a good thing. Try to not stay in this negative mood for a while and just keep moving, keep going on. See the good on stuff. And if you're not putting yourself in, if you're not experiencing some pressure right now or whatever you are, try to put yourself in a very good, very, very difficult situation. Keep challenging yourself. Throughout all the books and seminars and all the studies that I've done the last years, millionaires, billionaires, they don't even have to work a day of their life and they still work every single day. They still wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. because they know the importance of challenging yourself. It's not anymore about the money. It's about what money makes you to become. It's about putting yourself pressure because you're going to become a bigger person. You're going to grow. And how beautiful it is to constantly grow. Humans are the only species in our planet that doesn't grow to its full potential. You never heard for a tree to grow halfway. Some trees are small, some trees are big, but they go to their fullest potential. So why not us to go into our fullest potential every single day? I watched an interview many years ago of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and even though he had so many Mr. Olympias, they asked him, your birthday is tomorrow, and what you're going to do? And the guy's like, I'm going to work out back. And they keep asking him, why do you have to work so hard? You've already won all this stuff. He's like, I know. But it's not just because I want to win another title or anything. It's about lifestyle. It's about, I know that if I go back to my comfort zone, it's going to be more difficult for me to get out of it. So I try to work out hard and make myself feel the pain every single day. Because every time we're hungry, we will hunt for food. Lions, cats, big cats, whatever. Every time they're hungry, they'll go after lions. They'll fight 10 hyenas. They'll do anything when they're hungry to get food and go hunt. But when their belly's full, the zebra will pass right in front of their eyes and they won't do a thing. So see obstacles as a good thing. Try to stay hungry every single day. And if something bad is happening in your life, good. Because you can do something about it. If you got fired from a job, good. Because now you're going to put pressure on yourself, you're going to find a better job. If your girlfriend, boyfriend left you, good. Because now you're going to prove them that they were wrong. You can be better by taking action and becoming better. I'm just taking like examples that we can experience in our daily life, but it can be a million and one things. Whatever bad thing happened in our life, good. Because it's going to make you become more. And obviously, it just doesn't happen out of nowhere. You have to do it. You have to take action. And you, and only you, can do it. So put yourself in uncomfortable situations every single day. Thank you so much, guys, for staying with me today. I hope you guys got motivated and learned something out of it. And yeah, go and challenge yourself. Until the next one, you guys, stay blessed.